You are on the ridge between Mount Tonal Occidentale and Cima Caddy. The military structures along this ridge and all the way from Contrabandieri Pass to Cima La Sortie were served by access routes from the Viso Valley. It was, in fact, not possible to access these peaks, all of which were around 2,600 and 2,700ths of a meter from the Tonal Col, as this was controlled and fired on by the Austrians on Tonal Oriental and Monticelli. Various fortification paths linked up the various peaks and many trenches sheltered from enemy snipers enabled soldiers to move easily between the many observation posts and gun emplacements. It is truly difficult to imagine the immense efforts required in building these roads and paths and the effort made by men and pack animals to travel these in summer and winter to supply the front-line positions. An English journalist and eminent writer, Rudyard Kipling, visited the Italian front in 1916. The author of The Jungle Book and Kim described the ways in which soldiers managed to adapt to the inhospitable Alpine environment well. For a special job, specialists, but for all jobs, youth above everything. That portion of the Italian frontier where men must mountaineer as well as climb is held with the Alpine regiments. The corps is recruited from the people who inhabit, and know what is in the mind of, the mountains and #8211, men used to carry loads along 18-inch paths round 1,000-foot drops. Their talk is the slang of mountains, with a special word for every mood and state of snow, ice, or rock, as elaborately particular as a Zulu and #8217's talk when he is describing his cattle.